Thank you for tuning in to week 8, day 4. In today's reading, you will hear 1 Chronicles chapters 1 and 2, Psalm 43, and Psalm 44. 1 Chronicles 1 and 2. 1 Chronicles chapters 1 through 9 gives the genealogies of Israel. The genealogies represent the generation-to-generation flow of biblical history. This section of the Bible need not be read for devotional purposes as often as some other parts of Scripture. However, the genealogies binds the whole Bible together and gives it unity.
1 Chronicles 1.
Adam, Seth, Enosh. Kenan, Mahalalel, Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech. Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The sons of Japheth: Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tyrus. The sons of Gomer: Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togarmah. The sons of Javan: Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Rodanim. The sons of Ham: Cush, Egypt, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush: Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Raamah, and Sabteca. The sons of Raamah: Sheba, and Dedan. Cush fathered Nimrod. He was the first on earth to be a mighty man. Egypt fathered Ludim, Anamim, Lahabim, Naphtahim, Pathrusim, Caslahim, from whom the Philistines came, and Kaphtorim. Canaan fathered Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth, and the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, the Arkites, the Sinites, the Arvadites, the Zemarites, and the Hamathites. The sons of Shem: Elam, Asher, Arpachshad, Lud, and Aram. And the sons of Aram: Uz, Hul, Gether, and Meshech. Arpachshad fathered Shelah, and Shelah fathered Eber. To Eber were born 2 sons. The name of the one was Peleg, for in his days the earth was divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. Joktan fathered Almodad, Sheleth, Hazar-Maveth, Jira, Hadoram, Uzal, Dikla, Obal, Abimael, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan: Shem, Arpachshad, Shelah, Eber, Peleg, Reu, Serug, Nahor, Terah, Abram, that is Abraham. The sons of Abraham: Isaac and Ishmael. These are their genealogies: the firstborn of Ishmael, Nebaioth and Keter, Adbeel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Mesa, Hadad, Tema, Jeter, Naphish, and Kedema. These are the sons of Ishmael. The sons of Keturah, Abraham's concubine: she bore Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. The sons of Jokshan: Sheba and Dedan. The sons of Midian: Ephah, Epher, Hanok, Abida, and Eldaya. All these were the descendants of Keturah. Abraham fathered Isaac. The sons of Isaac: Esau and Israel. The sons of Esau: Eliphaz, Reuel, Jeush, Jalam, and Korah. The sons of Eliphaz: Teman, Omar, Zepho, Gatim, Kenaz, and of Timnah, Amalek. The sons of Reuel: Naath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. The sons of Seir: Lotan, Shobal, Zibeon, Anah, Dishan, Ezer, and Dishan. The sons of Lotan: Hori and Hemam. And Lotan's sister was Timnah. The sons of Shobal: Alvan, Manahath, Ebal, Shepho, and Onam. The sons of Zibeon: Aiah and Anah, the son of Anah, Dishan. The sons of Dishan, Hemdan, Eshban, Ithran, and Kiran. The sons of Ezer, Bilhan, Zeabin, and Achan. The sons of Dishan, Uz, and Aaron. These are the kings who reigned in the land of Edom before any king reigned over the people of Israel. Bela the son of Beor, the name of his city being Dinhabah. Bela died, and Jobab the son of Zerah of Bozrah reigned in his place. Jobab died, and Husham of the land of the Temanites reigned in his place. Husham died, and Hadad the son of Bedad, who defeated Midian in the country of Moab, reigned in his place, the name of his city being Avith. Hadad died, and Samla of Masrekah reigned in his place. Samla died, and Shaul of Rehoboth on the Euphrates reigned in his place. Shaul died, and Baal-Hanan, the son of Achbor, reigned in his place. Baal-Hanan died, and Hadad reigned in his place, the name of his city being Pi. And his wife's name was Mehetabel, the daughter of Matred, the daughter of Mezahab. And Hadad died. The chiefs of Edom were chiefs Timnah, Alva, Jetheth, Aholibamah, Elah, Pinon, Kenaz, Teman, Mibzar, Magdiel, and Iram. These are the chiefs of Edom.
1 Chronicles 2.
These are the sons of Israel: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. The sons of Judah: Onan, and Shelah. These three Bathshua the Canaanite bore to him. Now Judah's firstborn, was evil in the sight of the Lord, and he put him to death. His daughter-in-law Tamar also bore him Perez and Zerah. Judah had five sons in all, the sons of Perez, Hezron, and Hamul. The sons of Zerah: Zimri, Ethan, Heman, Calcol, and Dara, five in all. The son of Carmi, Achan, the troubler of Israel, who broke faith in the matter of the devoted thing, and Ethan's son was Azariah. The sons of Hezron that were born to him: Jeramiel, Ram, and Kelubai. Ram fathered Amminadab, and Amminadab fathered Nashon, prince of the sons of Judah. Nashon fathered Salmon. Salmon fathered Boaz. Boaz fathered Obed. Obed fathered Jesse. Jesse fathered Eliab, his firstborn, Abinadab the second, Shimeah the third, Nathanael the fourth, Radai the fifth, Ozim the sixth, David the seventh. And their sisters were Zeruiah and Abigail. The sons of Zeruiah: Abishai, Joab, and Asahel, three. Abigail bore Amasa, and the father of Amasa was Jether the Ishmaelite. Caleb the son of Hezron fathered children by his wife Azubah and by Jeriath. And these were her sons: Jesher, Shobab, and Ardon. When Azubah died, Caleb married Ephrath, who bore him Hur. Hur fathered Uri, and Uri fathered Bezalel.
Afterward, Hezron went in to the daughter of Machir, the father of Gilead, whom he married when he was 60 years old, and she bore him Segub. And Segub fathered Jair, who had 23 cities in the land of Gilead. But Gesher and Aram took from them Havoth-Jair, Kenath, and its villages, 60 towns.
All these were descendants of Machir, the father of Gilead. After the death of Hezron, Caleb went into Ephrathah, the wife of Hezron, his father, and she bore him Asher, the father of Tekoa. The sons of Jeramiel, the firstborn of Hezron: Ram, his firstborn, Bunah, Oren, Ozem, and Ahijah. Jeramiel also had another wife, whose name was Adarah. She was the mother of Onam. The sons of Ram, the firstborn of Jeramiel: Maaz, Jamin, and Eker. The sons of Onam: Shammai and Jada. The sons of Shammai: Nadab, and Abishur. The name of Abishur's wife was Abihail, and she bore him Abin and Molid. The sons of Nadab, Seled and Apaim, and Seled died childless. The son of Apaim, Ishi. The son of Ishi, Shishan. The son of Shishan, Ali. The sons of Jada, Shammai's brother, Jether and Jonathan. And Jether died childless. The sons of Jonathan, Peleth and Zaza. These were the descendants of Jeramiel. Now Shishan had no sons, only daughters. But Shishan had an Egyptian slave whose name was Jarha. So Shishan gave his daughter in marriage to Jarha, his slave, and she bore him Attai. Attai fathered Nathan, and Nathan fathered Zabad. Zabad fathered Ethlol, and Ethlol fathered Obed. Obed fathered Jehu, and Jehu fathered Azariah. Azariah fathered Helez, and Helez fathered Eliasa. Eliasa fathered Sismai, and Sismai fathered Shalom. Shalom fathered Jechemiah, and Jechemiah fathered Elishama. The sons of Caleb, the brother of Jeramiel, Merisha his firstborn, who fathered Ziph. The son of Merisha, Hebron. The sons of Hebron, Korah, Tapua, Rechem, and Shema. Shema fathered Raham, the father of Jorkeam, and Rechem fathered Shammai. The son of Shammai, Maon, and Maon fathered Bethzer. Ephah also, Caleb's concubine, bore Haran, Moza, and Gazez. And Haran fathered Gazez. The sons of Jadai, Regem, Jotham, Geshen, Pelet, Ephah, and Shaaph. Maacah, Caleb's concubine, bore Sheber and Terhana. She also bore Saaph, the father of Madmanah. Sheva, the father of Machbena, and the father of Gibeah. And the daughter of Caleb was Aksa. These were the descendants of Caleb. The sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah. Shobal, the father of Kiriath-Jearim. Salma, the father of Bethlehem. And Harith, the father of Beth-Gader. Shobal, the father of Kiriath-Jearim, had other sons. Heroah, half of the Minuhoth. And the clans of Kiriath-Jearim, the Ithrites, the Puthites, the Shumathites, and the Mishraites. From these came the Zorathites and the Eshtaelites. The sons of Salma, Bethlehem, the Netophathites, Atroth-Beth-Joab, and half of the Manahathites, the Zorites. The clans also of the scribes who lived at Jabez, the Tirathites, the Shimeathites, and the Sukathites. These are the Kenites who came from Hamath, the father of the house of Rechab.
Psalm 43. Psalm 43 is an individual lament psalm. A lament psalm is a psalm that expresses grief before the Lord, and it asks the Lord for help. This psalm, Psalm 43, and Psalm 42, some believe were originally one psalm.
Psalm 43.
Vindicate me, O God, and defend my cause against an ungodly people. From the deceitful and unjust man, deliver me. For you are the God in whom I take refuge. Why have you rejected me? Why do I go about mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and I will praise you with the lyre, O God my God. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God.
Psalm 44. Psalm 44 is an individual lament psalm. A lament psalm is a psalm that expresses grief before the Lord, and it asks the Lord for help. Psalm 44 can simply be described as a cry of despair in a time of national disaster.
Psalm 44. To the choir master, a maskil of the sons of Korah.
O God, we have heard with our ears. Our fathers have told us what deeds you performed in their days, in the days of old. You with your own hand drove out the nations, but them you planted. You afflicted the peoples, but them you set free. For not by their own sword did they win the land, nor did their own arm save them, but your right hand and your arm and the light of your face. For you delighted in them. You are my King, O God. Ordain salvation for Jacob. Through you we push down our foes. Through your name we tread down those who rise up against us. For not in my bow do I trust, nor can my sword save me. But you have saved us from our foes and have put to shame those who hate us. In God we have boasted continually, and we will give thanks to your name forever. Selah. But you have rejected us and disgraced us and have not gone out with our armies. You have made us turn back from the foe, and those who hate us have gotten spoil. You have made us like sheep for slaughter and have scattered us among the nations. You have sold your people for a trifle, demanding no high price for them. You have made us the taunt of our neighbors, the derision and scorn of those around us. You have made us a byword among the nations, a laughing stock among the peoples. All day long my disgrace is before me, and shame has covered my face at the sound of the taunter and reviler, at the sight of the enemy and the avenger. All this has come upon us, though we have not forgotten you, and we have not been false to your covenant. Our heart has not turned back, nor have our steps departed from your way. Yet you have broken us in the place of jackals and covered us with the shadow of death. If we had forgotten the name of our God or spread out our hands to a foreign God, would not God discover this? For he knows the secrets of the heart. Yet for your sake we are killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. Awake! Why are you sleeping, O Lord? Rouse yourself! Do not reject us forever! Why do you hide your face? Why do you forget our affliction and oppression? For our soul is bowed down to the dust. Our belly clings to the ground. Rise up! Come to our help! Redeem us for the sake of your steadfast love.
Thank you for tuning in to today's Bible reading. Before we close out today, four questions to help you process the reading from today. What stood out to you from the reading today? Was there anything confusing or troubling to you from today's reading? Did anything make you think differently about God? Finally, how might this change the way you live? God bless you.